Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to minister your word. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers, whereas they can receive what they need for their lives, to change the course of their lives for the better, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All these things I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for them. Amen. Praise God. Well, last week we were talking about how God is restoring our souls and perfecting the things that concern our lives. And a big part of the message was words and how our words will play a big part of that, how our words will help to set our life on course. And it came down to that we will either speak God's word and his words, or repeat Satan's words and words of the world. So this is what it comes down to: what we say out of our mouth that will set our life on course, and that we can either believe and speak what the word of God says about us, or we can take on the ways of the world and the language connected with our old life prior to coming to Christ. Let's go to Proverbs 18, starting at verse 20. And I'll be reading out of the Amplified Version again this week. And I may go back and forth with the King James Version as well. Thank you, Jesus. It reads, "A man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He will be satisfied with the consequence or outcome or result of his or her words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences," again, the result or the outcome of their words. Praise God. That's it. Let's go to Luke 6, verse 45. It reads, "The intrinsically good man or woman produces what is good and honorable and moral out of the good treasure stored in his or her heart. And the intrinsically evil man or woman produces what is wicked and depraved out of the evil in his or her heart. For their mouth speak from the overflow of his or her heart." Praise God. Now, that word intrinsically means inherent. The intrinsically good man or woman produces what is good, and that is the overflow of their heart. Let's go a little further with that definition. Inherent, it means existing in something as a permanent, essential, or characteristic attribute. In this case, existing in someone as a permanent, essential, or characteristic attribute. In other words, it's innate, it's built in, it's inborn, it's naturally occurring, it's a part of the person's character. And we do know that once we come to Jesus Christ and accept him into our heart, no matter what our life was like before, no matter what we were like before, no matter our character before, our character is to be changed. And it's changed through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We also know that in James 1, I believe it's verse 22, it speaks of verse 21, receiving the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. This too means that there is something that has changed from the inside out because it's engrafted. It's the same thing when we receive Christ and he's on the inside, we receive him. He is the engrafted word. Praise God. So we are naturally growing into the character of Christ. And we become that. Whereas the overflow of our heart is good. It's honorable and moral because it's out of a good treasure that is now stored in our heart because of Jesus Christ. So what are we saying? What is in our heart? Because our tongue, which is a big part of this, our tongue will reveal our heart. The words we speak with our tongue will reveal our heart. And I need to say this too. As I said, the tongue is going to reveal itself. Our tongue is going to reveal our heart. Because we can only fake for so long. We can only hold up for so long till what's really in our heart, what's really governing our heart, comes out. In some cases, it spews out like poison. Or out of our heart flows love. For example, we can use words that can be hurtful or prideful or dismissive towards other people or commanding or demeaning even. We can even take on the world's words based on Satan, which says, we're sick. We're gonna always be sick. Rather than God's word that says, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed based on the finished works of the cross. We're as healed and as healthy as Adam and Eve were in the garden before the fall. Praise God. See, there's a difference. And we get what we speak and what we believe. We can also say things like this. Oh, well, man, I'm gonna always be broke. Well, that's a lie. Because the word of God says that as children of God, we're blessed. We are blessed. I'm blessed. He says we are blessed because we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings and everything we need, praise God. Some people may say things like this out of their mouth. Well, I'll never get ahead. But you know what? The word of God says that we are above only and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. And you know what? I know it takes some effort to think differently and speak differently and believe differently about ourselves, especially when we've been in the world prior to coming to Christ. I understand that. Yes, it is a process, yet by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Ghost and continuing to stand on the word of God and speak those things as God says we ought to, we shall have what he says. We shall be it. We shall be what God says we are. So what's in control? Is the word of God or the fruit of the Spirit? Because we can also speak words that heal, words that inspire, and that lift up the downcast soul, and words that can restore, praise God. See, this is what the Lord wants. So words that set our life on course. That said, let's go to James 3. And in James 3, he makes a clear distinction of what is going to be. It's going to be either or based on our tongue. Starting at verse 2, for we stumble and sin in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he or she says, never saying the wrong thing, he is a perfect man or woman, fully developed in character, without serious flaws, able to bridle his or her whole body and rein in their entire nature, taming his or her human faults and weaknesses. Do you hear this? The word of God is letting us know, though we're not perfect, what we say based on bridling our tongue, it can actually tame our faults, those that we have. It can actually tame the faults that we have and our weaknesses. In other words, our tongue sets our mind, it sets our spirit in our heart and our life. Verse 3, now if we put bits in the horse's mouth to make them obey us, we guide their whole body as well. Now that's a little bit in the horse's mouth, in a big horse's body. I mean, that's a little bit in the horse of a mouth. I mean, in the mouth of a horse, guiding a big body, this horse's big body. And look at the ships, even though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. See, and that rudder is likened to or compared to our tongue, governing our body and our lives based on the helmsman. We are the helmsman that determines our life. Let's skip over to verse 9 for the sake of time. And I'm reading this part of the King James Version. It says, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Verse 11, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. We cannot be speaking both. It's like canceling out each other, like canceling out our life, hindering us from moving forward, praise God, hindering us from receiving what God has for us, hindering our healing, our restoration, and the blessings of God upon our lives, praise God. When we speak out of a double tongue, it has to be either or, because as I said, the tongue reveals the heart as well. So whatever comes out of our mouth, we have to take a look at what's in our heart, because it shows up through our words. Praise God. Likewise, based on the words of our tongue, this is what's going to bring healing, restoration, and wholeness. It will bring us into the place in God where He is taking us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, it looks like that's all we have time for today. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end-time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let those that hear say, come, and let them that are athirst come, they that will, let them take the water of life freely. If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.